This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, so as we walk here, tell me who you are and where we are.
My name is Rocio Montano, and we are in the center of downtown LA.
Going to
a construction site right here. They're going to be condos soon enough.
Maybe a 10-minute walk from Marketplace Central in downtown Los Angeles. There is a big construction project going on. It's a brand new high-rise, 35 stories, retail and restaurants, and a whole bunch of condos. Rocio Montano first started working this job site about a year ago.
At that time, there was like pretty much nothing there. We start off on floor 11, and I've been working my way up to the roof.
Rocio is the fifth of 10 of our stories of the 164 million people who make this economy work. 10 people who, roughly, represent the characteristics of the labor force as a whole, a series we're calling The United States of Work.
There's always things that you don't like about your job.
You work hard for what you want.
You know, every job has their ups and downs.
Whatever good job means.
I like the hustle. I like working fast.
It's not a career. It's a lifestyle.
The slice of the labor force Rocio falls into, natural resources, construction, and maintenance occupations, as it's known in the Bureau of Labor Statistics, accounts for about 9% of the entire American labor force. It's what you might think of as a blue-collar category. Agricultural workers, coal miners, electricians, oil riggers, and locksmiths as well. Something that all of these workers have in common is working with their hands.
Currently, I am putting on corner bead, so that goes after drywall. That's like our finish. So the tapers are going to come right behind us and start taping.
All right. Almost 13% of the American labor force is under the age of 25. Rocio is 24, and on that particular morning, her workplace was the 17th floor, which meant opening up a little box on the side of the wall and calling for the lift.
Ground up.
Mark it up from 7.
And now we just kind of hang,
yeah,
right?
you just wait for it. You know, it may take a few minutes, may come quick.
How did you wind up doing this?
I lived in LA my whole life, so I've always seen construction as something as part of the city, and I've always wanted to be a part of it. But as a female, I always thought that I couldn't.
Right.
And so I went to go study architecture. While I was there, we had this class where it was all the technical stuff. It was drafting, and where we were taught about bolts and studs and all of that. So I found myself more amazed about that. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be in the how it's built.
The U.S. labor force is divided pretty equally between men and women, but in jobs like Rocio's, women are less than 4% of workers, a statistic playing out for her in real life.
We haven't seen the whole workforce here, obviously. I'm going to guess there aren't a whole bunch of women.
Well, when I started off, I was their only one. Currently, to this day, we have 5.
That's not a lot.
That is not a lot.
Out of hundreds and hundreds of guys.
No. But I don't feel like, as an outsider, because at the end of the day, we all share this in common. We all share the interest, and you get used to it.
Yeah. You start at 7 in the morning. What time are you done?
At 3:30.
That's not bad.
It is not bad.
You practically got the whole day left.
Yeah. Well, I live close by, so I do.
Oh,
but
that's good.
Some people that make the drive, they don't.
Do you have your own place?
No, I currently live with my mom.
Saving money?
Yeah, right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not cheap.
No, it's not.
It's not.
After somebody finally designated our call a priority run, the elevator finally got back down to us.
There it is.
Where's
my priority run, though?
She's it.
Oh, yeah, this is
she's
it.
She's a priority run. It's definitely not me.
All the way up, priority run. Stand by.
It took us up the outside of the building and onto the 17th floor.
So here we are, 17.
Yeah.
Where, of course, it was a lot quieter. As we stepped into an unfinished maze of rooms that's eventually going to be a luxury condo, Rocio showed me the corner bead, the reinforcements, basically, that she had been tacking onto the edges of fresh drywall just that morning.
I was in this room putting on the corner bead, and then, it's like a finished corner, so it's so if you were to hit here, the drywall wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't come apart.
Yeah. How did you learn how to do this?
Well, I'm an apprentice,
yeah.
So everything is learned basically on the job.
Wow.
Rocio started working for Swinerton. That's the construction company building this building. after getting an associate's degree in carpentry a couple of years ago from a trade school here in Los Angeles. Now she's working her way up through the construction trades and apprentice on her way to becoming a journeyman.
How much do you make?
I make $26 an hour.
Is that pretty good for you?
Well,
does that work?
Compared to what I used to make, yes.
What'd you used to make?
Like 16.
Yeah.
So
26 is nice. You live with your mom, you said, right? You're
yes,
saving some money?
I do.
What are you saving for?
To move out.
What would happen to you if you lost your job tomorrow? If this job went away, what would happen?
Then there'd be another one. The city's big. You know, there's buildings getting built everywhere.
You've got a marketable skill.
Yeah.
You're going to be doing this your whole life, you think?
Yeah. Well, I know I'm not going to be wearing my bags my whole life because I can't.
Wearing your bags, what does that mean?
Like my tool belt?
Bags with stuff, right?
Yeah. But I will be in construction. At the end of all of it, I wanted to be a project manager, but I wanted to start in the field first to get all my experience and my hands on. So at the end of the day, no one can tell me I don't know what I'm talking about.
So you've got a plan.
Yeah. I don't think I'd be satisfied doing something that's not this.
What is it that you like about this job?
Being a part of it. Growing up, like seeing these buildings get built, and I'm finally being a part of one is what got me most excited about coming to work. But overall in construction, I just like knowing that I can do it. Like I thought I was going to be my own obstacle, but it was my mind thinking that you can't do it because you're too small, you're a girl, you can't do that. But seeing every day how I do things and how I move quick and how I enjoy it, then it just makes it so much better to come to work.
From her perspective on the 17th floor, she's got a view of the city she's helping to build and a future she's hoping to live one day.
What's the worst part of this job?
Waiting for the man lift.
I'll tell you, the elevator took a while. I'll tell you, the elevator took a while.
A bit later on in the program.
Get a good radio station going on down the road and got a cup of hot coffee, and it's pretty good to be a trucker.
Different kind of job, different kind of view.